Welcome to Disney A,
the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Hey, Brandon. Guess what?
It's spooky season.
It's spooky season. So you know how I've been wanting to do a villains episode for like a year? Because we've been doing this about a year.
Villains are cool.
It's finally time. It's happening.
Is it?
It's happening. Right, like now.
Okay, have you practiced your evil laugh?
Mwahahaha. You don't neglect the laugh. That's just about standards.
Exactly.
Dr. Horrible. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Before we get to all of that evil laughs and villains and all that fun goodness, spooky season stuff, there's a few things we always talk about. Top of show. Brandon, what current nerd thing are you into this week?
Well, apparently mm-hmm. it has been Alberta Beer Week this week.
Mm-hmm.
And our local brewery has released a new beer every single day.
Ooh.
This entire week.
Yes.
So I've been tasting.
Yep.
And enjoying.
Yeah.
New beers.
Shout out Past Beer that we shout out frequently because we drink their beer a lot.
Wow, they're delicious.
We literally came back from there tonight. It's Friday night. We're recording this on Friday night.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
But yeah, five new beers this week. Yeah. And
in
that's,
1 week.
That's incredible.
Well, any favorites? Any standouts?
Well, they have a collab with another local brewery. From Canmore, I believe.
Okay.
And it's called Unity Brew because they were united mm-hmm. in brewing mm-hmm. it. And yeah, that's probably my favorite. The cold brew IPA is also very good. But I'm having a Unity Brew right now.
I can
right
hear you
now.
Opening
yes,
it.
Yes. Delicious Unity Brew.
Nice, nice. And that's a nice segue into what you're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So Unity Brew.
It's Unity Brew.
Nice.
I've said Unity Brew way too many times now.
It's true. You're not getting paid or anything.
It's lost all meaning. Unity Brew.
Unity Brew.
Okay.
I am drinking a concoction you made me. What's in this?
Stuff.
Oh, good. I know there's Pumpkin Jack in it.
Pumpkin Jack is the main booze McCall in there.
Yeah, the main booze McCall.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's also some ice cubes.
Yeah.
And old coffee.
Yeah, cold coffee. We keep a jug of cold coffee in the fridge.
Old cold coffee.
Old cold coffee.
And some cream as well.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Very tasty.
Does it taste good? Okay, mm-hmm. good. I wasn't sure if the old coffee was too old or not, but
no, it tastes good. I'm a little concerned about the quantity of pumpkin that you put in here, though. It tastes fairly strong.
It's supposed to be pumpkiny.
Oh, it's very pumpkiny.
Spooky season.
It's very tasty.
I was being a little villainous.
A little villainous. It's true. At least we don't have far to go.
Mwahaha.
That was a good evil laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job. Also, I didn't tell you my nerd thing.
Mm.
Sorry
yes, what
about
is
that.
Your new nerd thing?
Okay, I'm not going to talk about the Animal Crossing
yes, you are.
That's coming out.
Yes, you are.
In, like, a number of days. No, I'm actually, like, really into Halloween right now. Yeah, I'm wearing an Oogie Boogie shirt right now, and I've been reading Edgar Allan Poe, and it's just been very spooky season-ish, so, yeah.
And we painted some pumpkins.
We painted some pumpkins. We're going to paint. I have one more pumpkin to paint, and then we're going to carve some pumpkins, theoretically. And, yeah, we've painted a bunch of pumpkins.
You posted the pics of our pumpkins
yes,
on Instagram?
Yes, I put them in the story, but I am going to take nice pictures of them for our feed as well.
Okay.
So those haven't shown up in the feed, but if you follow our stories, then you would have seen them. Mm-hmm.
They're pretty cool. There's some Disney theming
going
on.
They're all Disney themed. Yeah,
yeah.
It's super fun.
Yeah.
If we carve her, is that one going to be Disney themed as well, do you think?
My current idea is not actually Disney themed.
Mine is. Mine is. I've got all Disney this year. Pretty exciting. I'm excited to see what you're thinking
Disney
of.
Disney owns the world, so.
That's true. It is true. Okay, and now normally here we'd also read a review, but we have something else to talk about.
Mm.
It is coming up on spooky season.
But it is spooky season.
Oh, it is spooky season.
But it's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Jingle season.
Exactly. So in my world, as soon as, and I do mean as soon as Halloween is done, it's Christmas.
Basically.
Like, this year I'm going to be starting earlier than I've ever started before. Normally I start November 12th. This year I'm starting November 1st, just like slowly getting ready.
Because you're busy the weekend of November
yeah,
5th. Yeah.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I'm going to kind of spread it out instead leading up to that. So it's all set by November 12th instead. But as part of that, we thought we'd try something kind of cool this year.
Yeah.
So if you leave us a review, especially on Apple Podcasts, but anywhere's good, we'd love for you to drop us a DM or any or email or anything. Instagram's the best way because I'm on Instagram way too much.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, but email or Facebook message or anything like that. We would love to send you a Christmas card to say thank you.
For your reviews.
Exactly.
So if you've left us a review or if you already leave us a review, just toss us a DM on the Instagrams.
Exactly.
Slide into our DMs. And we will send you a Christmas card.
Absolutely. Exactly. We're really excited to do that. I'm a huge Halloween fan, but I'm a huge Christmas fan. Love sending Christmas cards anyway, so this is going to be really fun. By all means, even if you left us a review a long time ago, let us know your mailing address, because even if we know who you are, doesn't mean we know your mailing address. So please message us.
And if you're not comfortable with giving us your mailing address, we'll send you a digital copy.
Absolutely.
Instead.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, yeah. That
Everyone loves Christmas cards.
We would like to connect with you. So
exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. And say thank you. Since our What If is currently done, and the making
It's a huge Marvel drought. Except there's a Marvel assembled episode for Black Widow.
Yes, brand that's
new.
Out now.
We haven't seen it yet. Nope. But it's brand new. And then
Marvel assembled for What If is coming out next week.
Ugh. And then we just bought our tickets.
Yay!
To the preview night of Eternals.
It's true. It's true.
I am talking like William Shatner for no reason.
I don't know. He went to space.
He went to space.
But I'm really excited. I was disappointed that day. I have a dentist appointment. And I'm like, oh, it's not going to be fun. I don't really like the dentist. But that night we're going to Eternal, so it's going to make it all better.
Yeah, there you go.
All better.
I don't know. That's weird. You don't like the dentist. Everybody loves the dentist.
Oh, okay, fair. But yeah, so we're very excited about that. Disney A News Update. Okay, so news item number one, you sent me this. So we don't know how, like...
Oh, yes, the rumor.
The rumor. We don't know how big of a rumor this is.
I don't know how true this is, but the rumor, which I found very interesting, is that there is currently in development a solo Hulk movie.
Yes.
Which is very interesting because they've actively avoided making a new solo Hulk movie.
Right.
Even though that was the second MCU movie ever, was the first solo Hulk movie. But the problem is, it's kind of in rights hell.
Yeah, right.
Universal owns the distribution rights for Hulk movies, so that's why they haven't made a solo Hulk movie. He's been allowed to be in the greater Avengers and in Thor.
It's one of those weird,
So, I don't know how true this is, because I don't know if they would want to share with Universal.
Right, right. And apparently the working title is World War Hulk.
Which is based on a comic where Hulk goes all bananas and has a war.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's interesting. So I'm curious to hear if anything more comes from this rumor.
I would like to see it. I don't think Hulk has been well served in the MCU, like, at all.
I 100% concur. But he's one of my favorites.
It's supposed to kind of spin off of She-Hulk, which is absolutely 100% confirmed Disney Plus show.
Yes.
So and Mark Ruffalo is supposed to cameo-ish in that. So it's supposed to kind of spin off from that somehow. I don't know. We'll see if this is true. But I found it interesting news anyway.
Absolutely. Even the fact that the rumor exists, I find interesting.
Sometimes in the case of stuff like this, is where there's smoke, there's fire.
Fingers crossed, I think. Speaking of films coming out, so we know the new Haunted Mansion movie is coming out. Not the Muppets one, like the actual new film. And Scarlett Johansson has been reconfirmed to have signed on to this.
Yes.
Well, we have a new addition.
They paid her money.
Yep.
And she's like, okay, I will be in your other movies now.
Yep, sounds good. Well, we have a new confirmation. Danny DeVito has signed on, so that's pretty cool.
What on earth is he going to play?
That's all I can think of. I was like, is he like a butler? Is he like, what is he doing? What is he doing? But of course, no one knows full...
He's very enjoyable.
He is. Yeah. He is. He's all just entertaining. Just him being himself is entertaining. Genie Plus has officially started in Disney World this past week. So some mixed reviews about this. I mean, I think there's mixed reviews about anything you pay for, so...
Yeah, you gotta pay for it. It sounds like it's very similar to what MaxPass was in Disneyland before, which they didn't have in Florida, so it's kind of like a surprise to them, I guess.
Everything I've seen, I'm just... like when people are complaining, like, but that's just like what MaxPass was. So I think it's just they didn't have that.
Just MaxPass, but it's also weird because it's limited to one ride.
Yes, there is that.
Like you can only ride, you can only Genie Plus Big Thunder once during the day, which is a little limiting for my taste.
Right.
The pay per a la carte.
So if you is a little expensive. Genie Plus Big Thunder in the morning, you can't go back in the afternoon.
You get once.
You only get one thing at a time.
No, yeah, of course, one thing at a time. But yeah, no, you only get one once per ride per day, and so you can go through all of them. But yeah, you can't do Big Thunder like four times like I would have done with FastPass back in the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's kind of tough.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I said before that the big selling feature for Genie Plus for me on Disneyland side is PhotoPass. That's not included in Disney World side, so we haven't been able to see how that goes. That being said, I also like the other features it has, though. Even where it tells you, oh, this is the lower wait time kind of ballpark.
The itinerary suggestions do look very good, and I think that's going to be a very big benefit for Disney spreading out guests, which is what they want.
Yeah, totally.
They want more efficient parks, and that's probably what they're going to get from this. So,
and the
good for them, I guess.
Yeah. Mm. And the pay per ride obviously fluctuates, but on opening day, it was $10 per person per ride for Mine Train at Magic Kingdom, and $7 per person per ride for Space Mountain at Magic Kingdom, as a like ballpark idea of what you could be looking at for that. But those fluctuate and they depend on the attraction. So who knows?
It's spendy.
It can get spendy. Speaking of the parks, the new popcorn scented spirit jersey has come up.
Wait. Scented spirit jersey?
Popcorn scented, yep.
Oh my.
It looks like a popcorn bucket. I actually think the style is cute. I'm not 100% sure if I'm like, ooh, popcorn scented spirit jersey.
I don't know if I want to go walking,
but I like the style.
Walking around smelling like fake popcorn. Ooh, no, I don't know about that. I'm sorry.
The style's cool though. But yeah, so that's interesting.
Now, if you made a churro scented spirit jersey.
Ooh, cinnamon.
I could walk around smelling like a churro.
You were just talking about cinnamon and that you're like, on cinnamon.
Yes, but I think I would smell good.
Oh, like a churro. It's true. It's your churro smell delicious. Yeah. And finally in the parks, a Christmas Fantastic Parade starts November 12th in Disneyland. That's right. I said parade.
Oh, good.
No, it's like we haven't had very many parades back.
True. They did have Halloween parades. Yep. That was just for Oogie Boogie.
Exactly.
And then they've had the cavalcades and stuff. Yep. But like,
this is a parade.
A full-on, actual, factual parade.
Christmassy parade. November 12th.
Jingle bells indeed.
So if you're in the Christmassy mood watching this parade and you want to get a Christmas card, hint, 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 write us a review. Drop us a message.
That was a good Sagui.
Do you like the Sagui?
I love the Sagui.
Before we do a Sagui into our main topic, do you have any other news?
I think that's it for Alrighty. This week. I mean, it's been a pretty light week.
Well,
for
you know what it is? A big focus was on the Genie Plus coming
out. Yes.
It's holiday time. So, villains!
Villains! Are you
feeling villainous?
They're evil.
Yep. Well, there are different degrees of evil.
Oh.
So
I think we're going to talk about that.
I feel like we are. So we are going to look at all of the villains in the animated feature-length films in Disney.
Like Bambi.
Like Bambi. Yeah. Like Bambi.
Bambi's a villain.
Bambi's not the villain.
Oh.
No, like the feature film Bambi.
Oh,
yes.
Okay,
so very briefly, we're going to chat about each of them, and at the end, we're going to pick our top five villains, and you can decide what you think top five means. So if you mean the most evil, the most fun, whatever it is, your favorite five villains.
My favorite five.
Okay, are we good?
I'm not good because it's villains.
Okay, you're villainous.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So we're going to do this in chronological order. So first of all, our first film, of course, is Snow White, and our villain is the Evil Queen.
She has great eyebrows.
She has amazing eyebrows.
We had a whole episode about it.
It was literally called The Queen's Eyebrows.
Yeah. Check that out.
So good.
Plug. Shameless plug. Okay. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Evil Queen, Snow White. That's the first and original Disney villain.
It is. When she turns into the old hag, that's actually fairly villainous. I like that.
The animation there is good. So, yep. Evil Queen.
Yeah. Good,
so,
yes.
Starting
the original,
off strong.
Then we have Pinocchio, and we had either Stromboli, or Honest John and Gideon were both villainous, and I'm kind of like, on these two as villains, but, you know, whatever. Or these two groupings as villains. Stromboli's kind of scary.
Stromboli, which... Who's the like, fox and...
That's Honest John and Gideon.
Yeah, they're pretty villainous.
Yeah, they are. They're less intimidating to me, though. Mm. They were just like, dude, if you just did what you're supposed to and ignored
those
two. What
about the whale?
The whale is just a whale. He just wants to, like, eat.
He just eating.
He's just hungry.
Just eating,
he's
yeah.
just hungry. that brings us
what
to...
About what about Geppetto?
Geppetto is not
like,
a villain.
Like, trying to create life?
Geppetto is not a villain.
He's trying to play God. I think Geppetto's a little villainous.
Geppetto is not villainous.
A little,
so
a
wait,
little
is Jiminy Cricket villainous then?
Oh, Jiminy Cricket's creepy. He's like breaking into houses, breaking and entering, stealing. Jiminy Cricket's evil as well. Okay.
Okay. Fantasia.
Moving on.
I'm just like leaving that alone. Jiminy Cricket. Fantasia. Since this is a compilation, this is pretty tough to pick one as a villain, but a lot of people point as to Chernabog. From the Night on Bald Mountain.
You can buy a Chernabog pop, so...
That's pretty cool.
That is...
I don't know. He just, like, wants to have a little demon party.
But, yeah.
And they're
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with Chernabog. For me, Sorcerer Mickey is the true villain of Fantasia.
No. Hold on. I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, no. Have you seen... Like, he just, like, messes everything up. Summons countless evil brooms.
Evil
brooms? And they run amok.
What?
It's Sorcerer Mickey. Yeah, he's the villain. Okay.
Do you mean like Jensen, like the actual sorcerer?
No, Mickey.
No.
Jensen's just trying to have a nice time with his magical castle. Mickey's like, I'm gonna mess with powers I don't understand because I'm Mickey and I can do what I want, and I got a cool hat.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, So yeah, Sorcerer Mickey for Fantasia. Yeah. And so then Dumbo,
the ringmaster.
Yeah, the ringmaster's evil.
He boo.
I could tell you lots of stories about circus elephants, but yes, ringmaster evil.
I think one day you should.
I think I have, but
well,
I
you
can
did
do it
a little
again.
Bit actually when we were talking about Dumbo.
Yeah.
Shameless plug.
Yeah,
you want to hear Brandon's story about circus elephants?
What
you have to listen to Dumbo.
The Dumbo 30s episode?
That was the
40s. 40s, yes, sorry.
Or
yes.
50s, yeah.
Because we did the 20s and 30s together, and then Dumbo was in the next episode.
I think it was the 50s. We did the 30s and 40s together, and then we did, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that brings us to Bambi. Who's the villain in Bambi?
Well, the man is in
it
the
is.
Forest.
It is.
Yeah.
It
that,
is.
That's also another episode. Man, we got lots of plugs here. But yes, man is clearly the villain in Bambi, obviously.
Yep.
Thumper might be a little bit of a jerk, but he's not a villain. So I can't even...
How
I can't
about
even
Friend Owl?
No, Owl's he's fine. What's
but Thumper is a jerk.
Yeah, Thumper's a little bit of a jerk.
Okay.
Yeah.
In Saludos Amigos, there's Pedro, which is like a mountain... Or also called, in the short Pedro, Aconcagua is apparently the name of the mountain. Anyway, that's supposed to be.
Can't say as I've seen this one. So
I've seen Saludos Amigos. It's not very villainous.
No.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. It's one of, so the next few are like compilation ones where you put like two things together.
Yeah.
So like, The next one is the Three Caballeros. And really
that's
there
definitely
isn't
Donald
even.
Donald Duck.
Yes.
He's the villain.
I don't know that that's true.
No, it's Donald Duck.
Okay.
He messes things up.
But he's Donald.
Yeah, I mean, he's adorable, but he's still...
Poor Donald.
Yeah, he's got anger problems.
Well,
so,
he does that. Okay. In Make Mine Music, one of the compilations is Peter and the Wolf. And so, of course, the wolf would be the villain in this one.
Oh, I would have gone with Peter.
What? Mm.
Okay.
And Fun and Fancy Free, we actually have two, because Fun and Fancy Free is a compilation of Jack and the Beanstalk and Bongo. And so for in both of those, we have villains. And not all of the other ones, we have villains. But in Jack and the Beanstalk, Willy the Giant is a villain, and he plays a mean giant in other things as well. And then Lumpjaw is the villain.
Okay, I'm going to take offense with this. Jack and the Beanstalk story always bothered me.
Why?
The poor giant, his house gets broken into, and he gets his stuff stolen, and then he, like, chases after the thief, and he's the villain? Like, come on here! Okay. Like, what are we talking about?
Wait, are you telling me Mickey is the villain again?
Yes! I am. Okay.
All right. You know what? That's true. He's just, like, chilling and trying to make, like, bread.
He's literally chilling in his house. Okay.
Okay, so Melody Time does not have a villain.
Oh, well,
But then we have the adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad. In Mr. Toad, Winky the barman is the villain.
Oh, because he serves him some drinks? And...
Well, and he's the one who helps swindle him out of Toad Hall. Oh. It's the mastermind behind the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then in The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, we have the Headless Horseman.
Yeah,
quite frankly, Ichabod Crane, not that much of an upstanding citizen here.
Yeah, but Headless Horseman, he's a...
Isn't he cool?
He is a villain.
He's so cool.
He's a villain with a capital V. Yes.
And I-L-L-A-I-N, all capitals. He gets all capitals.
Yeah, no, he's great. Yeah. That's a contender for me.
Yeah, he's a contender for me, too.
Mr. Headless Horseman, yeah, that's good.
Okay, in Cinderella, we have the evil stepmother, who's also named Lady Tremaine. I've talked about this before, but I took, like, a little quiz, and it's like, what villain are you? And I got Lady Tremaine, and I'm not mad at that.
She's very villainous.
She likes a cat, and she just wants her daughters to do well.
Yeah, but she's also, like, horribly evil to other people.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
What did Cinderella ever do to her?
Anyway, in Alice in Wonderland...
Okay. Okay, then.
We have Queen of Hearts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's pretty evil. She's crazy.
Off with their heads.
I would say the Mad Hatter's slightly... He needs some support.
Yes. Okay. So really, is the villain society?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would say so. Mm-hmm. I think you could probably make that argument for most of these. Yep, yeah,
pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So in Peter Pan, is the villain Captain Hook or the society that requires children to grow up?
I would say Peter Pan is actually the villain.
Okay.
In Peter Pan.
Okay, explain. Like, you mean the kidnapping?
Well, he literally kidnaps children, and he terrorizes a poor grown man who's just trying to sail his boat.
And who's already been maimed once by the
staff. He's a handicapped individual, and Peter Pan terrorizes him. It's quite terrible.
Okay. Lady and the Tramp, who do you think's the villain?
Lady and the Tramp? Well, the dog catcher would be the villain.
Good guess. Actually, when I Googled main villain in Lady and the Tramp, Aunt Sarah.
Yeah, she's a jerk. And I have she, more... She, like, sets off the prop.
Yes.
She's supposed to babysit Lady.
Yes.
The dog catcher's just really doing his job.
That's my thing, as I do agree. Aunt Sarah bothers me way more than the dog catcher, because the dog catcher's hired to do a job, and he does the job. Aunt Sarah is supposed to be a comforting presence within Lady's own home.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I 100% agree.
I was wrong. Dog catcher's fine. Aunt Sarah is a big jerk, and I don't like her.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Sleeping Beauty, we have Maleficent. Excellent villain.
Yes. And not the Angelina Jolie version.
No, we're talking Sleeping Beauty.
The real villainous version. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a good, yeah.
101 Dalmatians, we have Cruella de Vil.
One of the best villain songs.
Absolutely, and she doesn't sing it. A lot of the villains have their, like, sing their own songs.
They sing their own songs, no. This one's about her. She has one written in the movie about her. That's how villainous she is. Someone writes a song about her. That's amazing.
Just with her name.
Yeah.
In The Sword and the Stone, this one is interesting because you have it's a series of different events together, but when, according to Google, the main villain is Mad Madam Mim, who I think is fantastic. She's just eccentric. Also, like, you know, evil, but mostly eccentric.
What about the handsy squirrel lady? she does not understand consent.
She doesn't. That is true.
So I would venture that the squirrel is a problem as well.
Yeah. I'm not mad at that. Yeah, agreed. Mm-hmm. In the Jungle Book, we have several things, but Shere Khan stands out the most.
Mm-hmm. Shere Khan is good.
He's a good villain.
And the snake is good as
yes,
well.
Yes,
Ka.
Pooh Bear, no.
Yeah, that did mess me up as a child. Ka having the same voice as Pooh Bear.
Yeah, as a child. Definitely just as a child.
Uh-huh. And King Louie.
Yes.
Is actually an excellent... There's a lot of good villains in the Jungle Book.
It's true.
That's gonna be a tough one for me
to think about,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, in Aristocats, we have Edgar, the butler, because of course the butler did it.
Well, I mean, the butler always does it.
In Robin Hood, we have Prince John.
Ooh, yes.
He's fine. And I mean, I get Sir... Okay, so there's more than one villain in a lot of these. So, for example, Prince John has Sir Hiss as his accomplice. Yeah. And you have the Sheriff of Nottingham, who's pretty villainous as well. But the mastermind... Well, I don't know if you could say he's much of a mastermind, but the one pulling the strings is Prince John.
They all report to Prince John.
Yeah, so and, that's why we're calling Prince John
a
villain.
And Prince John, as a historical figure, is a very interesting villain as well.
Yes, and Prince John is actually one of my favorite Shakespearean histories. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, except when I was reading it, all I could picture was the lion.
Me, sucking his thumb.
Yeah, sucking his thumb. Speaking Shakespearean prose. But yes, he is a very interesting figure in history as well. Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have Prince John. In the many adventures of Winnie the Pooh, we have Heffalumps and Woozles are actually listed as the main antagonist.
Yeah, I mean, the Heffalumps and Woozles freaked the hell out of me when I was a kid.
Well, they're very confused.
In fact, like, when they made a Heffalump as, like, a good character in a later Winnie the Pooh, I didn't like it because I was like, no, they're evil. They're trying to steal your honey. No, they're not misunderstood.
You can't trust them.
Yeah, don't trust the Heffalumps.
It really traumatized you.
It did.
Okay, in The Rescuers, we have Madame Medusa. She, like, straight up steals a child, an orphan child, to, like, shove her down a well and doesn't really care if she dies or not as long as she finds this diamond. That's pretty villainous.
Yeah, that's kind of messed up.
And has pet alligators.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. In The Fox and the Hound, we have Amos Slade. Now, this one's tough for me.
Yeah.
He's kind of one of those villains that aren't, like, they're just kind of grouchy, and they're not great people. But they're not like, I'm going to steal an orphan and shove him down a well. They're just like, I want to hunt, and I have, like, a hound dog that does that with me, and I don't like foxes.
Yeah, I would say The Fox and the Hound is, like, the strongest candidate for society just being the villain. Like, they want to be friends, mm-hmm. but society says, no, you can't be friends, because you're a fox and you're a hound.
There's a song about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Mama sings it.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, okay, that brings us to the Black Cauldron. We have the Horned King.
Literally the only good part of Black Cauldron is the villain.
Yep, he's pretty cool.
He's very scary.
Yep.
And skeleton-y and
yeah, he's pretty villainous.
I wouldn't want to mess with him.
No, absolutely not. And then right after that, we have the Great Mouse Detective and Radigan. Oh, yes. Radigan.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes. I'm all about Radigan.
He's great. Speak of a great villain song and a total underappreciated
song. He is the world's greatest rat.
It's true.
Oh.
So after that, we have Oliver and Company, and Bill Sykes is our villain here.
Which is one of the great villains of literature.
It's great!
In general.
It's true. But Bill Sykes does have a song, but not in the Disney one.
Yeah.
He has a song in, like, the Broadway play.
Oliver. Oliver. It's different. Yeah, different. Completely different Oliver. Okay.
But yes, he is a great, terrible villain mm-hmm. in literature.
Mm-hmm.
So does he make our Disney list? Okay, then we have The Little Mermaid with Ursula. Yes. I have strong opinions on Ursula.
Yeah, she's great.
She's great. I actually just went into a rant about Ursula today.
Mm-hmm.
When I was explaining that the fact that she turns into Vanessa, the, like, attractive brunette girl, she could have done that at any point in time.
She can literally be attractive, like, conventionally attractive at any time.
Yeah, but she's like, nah. I'm cool being, like, a huge octopus.
I'm going to be a big, sassy octopus lady, and I'm awesome.
And does that not make you just love her even more?
I think so. Yeah.
I think so. I'm like, man, you want to talk about confidence,
mm-hmm.
Ursula. In The Rescuers Down Under, we have Percival MacLeach.
He's a messed up dude.
Yeah, you mean the one who also decides he's fine killing a child?
Yeah, he just wants to...
Because poaching is fine?
He wants to straight up murder a child so he can poach more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's not a very nice fellow.
He's not a good dude.
No.
In Beauty and the Beast, we have Gaston. Hey, he has a song.
He has got a great song. No, it's very catchy.
Fights like Gaston. In Aladdin, we have Jafar.
He also eats the most eggs
That's
out of any
true.
Of
he
these
He does,
villains.
Out of any of these guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Aladdin, we have Jafar. Yes. He's another good villain. Yes. Absolutely. Man, we've got some good villains here in the 90s, hey?
It was almost like they had some good movies in the 90s.
Huh.
It's almost like we had to make two episodes out of the 90s movies.
Weird.
We had the good half and then the other half. So you can check out either of those episodes.
Yeah, any of those. Yeah, it's fine.
Hashtag plug.
Okay, after, man, that was good. So after Jafar, Lion King, and Scar.
Yeah, his parents named him Scar. No wonder he turned out villainous.
Can't imagine. Mm. Yeah, you know what the name of Mufasa means?
Like, awesome guy or something?
Basically, yeah. It was like the coolest dude ever. Mm. I think it means king.
Yeah.
Can't imagine why one grew up with a complex.
Mm-hmm.
Also, speaking of cool villain songs, Be Prepared is awesome.
I sing that to myself every morning.
Every morning? You're like shaving and like, be prepared.
Yeah. Just gonna get myself psyched up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we have Pocahontas with Governor John Ratcliffe, and ew, God, he's terrible.
Yeah, like, ones like this and the next one, it's just like, creepy dudes.
So,
just being creepy.
Okay, so let's talk about the next one. The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. We just talked about this because you did the 92nd half.
Yep.
Frollo, Judge Claude Frodo. Frollo. Every time Frodo's cool.
Yeah.
Frollo is not cool.
No.
Every time he's on screen, I feel like I need to go take a shower.
Yeah.
He's he's horrible. He's gross. And the thing with both Ratcliffe and Frollo is they're based on like actual events, people.
Historical villainous. Yeah. Like,
and that makes him so much
terrible. I don't like it.
So when I'm choosing, I'm like, am I going most evil? Because most evil to me is like someone who was actually there.
Yeah. No, like, out of all of these, I would say Frollo is the most evil. Because...
And he's up against a woman who wanted to kill puppies for a coat.
Okay, yeah. Cruella de Vil might be most
evil. No, I'm always like a puppies before humans thing, but Frollo is just
disgusting.
Evil.
Yeah, he's disgusting.
Yeah, there's nothing even like... Cruella's terrible, but she has like some slight eccentricities that make her like a little fun when she's on screen.
Right.
Whereas literally every time I see Frollo,
want to kill puppies though.
Vomit. Yeah, well, yeah, it's true. But she does have like little moments, mm-hmm. you know, where I'm like, you're still terrible, but that was kind of funny, that thing you did.
Mm.
Whereas him, I was just like, you're terrible. You're like horrible. You're revolting. So I'm like, I don't know when I'm voting here for our top five, when I'm choosing how I'm going to go with this.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I think he definitely wins for like most terrible villain. Ugh. Like as in... horrible human being.
Yeah, he might just have the honorable mention for the I Want to Take a Shower award.
Oh, that's good. That's not a good award, but it's good that there's an award just for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we leave him, we go to Hercules and Hades, who's a heck of a fun villain.
Very fun.
Oh
yes.
My gosh, what a like breath. Yeah.
Yes, after we had these like two very realistic horrible persons, we have super fun Hades. Yeah.
Yep.
Super
who's fun. Fabulous.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then in Mulan, we have Shan Yu, another more historical guy. Yep.
Doesn't make you want to take a shower, though.
No, he's straight up evil.
He's straight up evil. He's like a caricature, though.
But he's a caricature, yeah. And then in Tarzan, we have William Clayton. You know, not a great dude. He kind of combines all of the terrible things about, like, McLeach and wanting to poach, and also, I don't know, like, Gaston, kind of, with the,
It's
but
like,
you also have the backstabbing that's going on with
him. It's like
him.
A caricature of colonialism and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In Fantasia 2000, again, we're getting Chernabog the Firebird from Night on Bald Mountain, because we're having a repeat of that style of that part of the movie. Yes, Sorcerer Mickey.
It's just Sorcerer Mickey. Sorry, no. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In Dinosaur, we're having the dinosaur named Kron, who honestly, I'm like, you were there. It's fine. Like, I don't. Yeah. Okay. He's a dinosaur. His name is Kron. He was a villain.
Yeah. Don't remember dinosaur. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. I can't. No.
In The Emperor's New Groove, we have Zima, and she's amazing and wonderful and super fun.
I need to watch Emperor's New Groove again.
Well, we're going to watch it very soon because we're coming up on our 2000s episode.
It is very high on the list of underrated Disney movies, and it has seen a resurgence lately.
Yep. Yeah, well, our next decade's episode is 2000, so we're going to be
Kronk
watching
Kronk is like a fan favorite.
Kronk is amazing and wonderful.
I need to see this again. So
Kronk is fantastic.
I can't speak on Zima or... Yzma, or however you pronounce it.
Kronk should get an award for, like, the best evil henchman who's actually awesome.
Yes. I agree.
Okay. Well, and then we have after him, we have, after her, we have Atlantis, the Lost Empire, and our villain there is Commander Lyle Tiberius Rourke.
Right, and he's like a backstabbing...
Yes, so super backstabby.
Switcheroo M. Night Shyamalan villain.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Lilo and Stitch. This is like a tough one. Captain Gantu is actually listed as the villain, but again, I think it's society.
I would say it's society. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Treasure Planet, we have John Silver. It's another great literary villain. Hey,
yes, very literary.
So good. I love it.
Long John Silver. Oh man, Treasure Island is so good.
Treasure Island's amazing, and I think Treasure Planet is severely underrated.
I would like to see it again as well.
Yeah, yeah. And we're coming up to the 2000s in November, so. Brother Bear, I have a sort of, because technically Danahi is listed as the villain, but he's not really. It's just after he's turned into a bear, Danahi is not aware that his brother has become a bear and so is hunting them. So they're running away from him, but they're not like antagonistic towards one another. It's like a
he probably wants to eat some tasty
no
meats.
He's trying to revenge. He thinks the bear killed his brother, didn't become his brother.
Oh
yeah, so it's a whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah, yeah, in fact the whole point behind it is trying to figure out who the villain is. Is it man? Is it like miscommunication? Is it the bear?
Miscommunication, that's one of the greatest villains of our time.
It's true. On a lighter note, let's go home on the range.
Oh god, watching the movie is the villain. Oh.
Okay, well, I actually listed as Alameda Slim, so let's not talk about Home on the Range anymore and just pretend and skip to the next one. And Chicken Little, technically the
Sky.
Yes!
Is it the Sky?
It's the Sky. Okay. No, again, it's like society because no one believes him. Technically listed as the villain is Foxy Loxy because she's kind of like the bully.
That's a great name.
Yeah, it's true. But she's the bully.
Okay.
Right? But I'm like, okay, so she's villainous, but she's not
pretty
like...
sure it's the Sky.
...main villain. Like, she's not the source of the main conflict. So quite frankly, if my students were listing her as the antagonist on a question sheet, they'd get it wrong.
Oh, really?
I think so, because your antagonist is always what is the source of the main conflict. Foxy Loxy's just like a minor annoyance along the way. Mm-hmm.
It's probably... what, that would be, like, man versus environment?
Yeah, it would be man versus environment, or you can even say man versus society, because part of Chicken Little's whole problem is the fact that nobody
believes
him.
Oh, I was saying, like, society is, like, his environment.
Oh, yeah, that would be fine. Mm-hmm.
Or self, even.
Or self, yeah, self would be a big one, because a big part of the reason no one believes him is confidence.
Mm.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep. Generally, hey, any students listening... on any test, it's either man versus self or man versus society, if you're studying it in high school, quite frankly. So I think Chicken Little is no exception. After we have Chicken Little, we have Meet the Robinsons, which is the one Disney animated feature I've not seen. And at this point, I'm just waiting to watch it when we do our 2000s episode. And apparently, there's a dude in it named Yagubian, who is also called Goob, which is a great name, and he's the villain. I've seen pictures of him.
He is a goob.
Mm-hmm. Have you watched this?
No. No, I have not.
Is this the only one you haven't seen?
Well, I definitely have not seen... well, we talked about it before. Well, I've only heard of Melody Time.
Mm. Right. So some of those ones
but
back
like,
there.
Saludos Amigos. I've never seen that one. Sorry.
Okay. It was the first time you saw the characters from the Three Caballeros.
Okay. Well, I have seen Three Caballeros. Caballeros.
There you go.
Caballeros. Spanish. You don't pronounce the L's.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay, well, after that one, we have Bolt, and the villain in that one is Dr. Calico. I would like to watch Bolt again, actually, as well.
Bolt was not bad. Yeah. We saw that in theaters, actually.
We did. Yeah. And then we also, speaking of ones we saw in theaters, The Princess and the Frog we saw in theaters, Dr. Facilier, fantastic. Again, super fun, also evil, but super fun villain.
Best part of that movie.
Yeah, he's got friends on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of great villains, next we have Tangled, and I loved Mother Gothel.
Oh, yes.
Mother Gothel was fantastic.
Yes.
She's great. I Disney-bounded as her last year.
She is... great villain, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Also might be the best part of that movie.
Speaking of, like, duplicitous backstabbing.
Although, the smolder
mm-hmm.
is good
the
as well.
The smolder is yeah. good. The smolder mm-hmm. is good, yes. Then we have another Winnie the Pooh movie. This one, the villain is the Baxen. And I honestly don't remember this.
I
feel like we watched this, but I don't remember it.
Nope.
But apparently it's not actually the villain. They just think he's the villain. Another misunderstood Heffalump's Moozle situation, I think.
Yeah, it's Winnie the Pooh. Like, what are you going to do? You're not going to have
an actual villain.
Some sort of evil thing, no.
Then we have Wreck-It Ralph. The villain here is Turbo, also known as King Candy. It's a fun villain.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Frozen, the first one.
Even though Wreck-It Ralph is chock full of villains, and they have a villain support group.
They do.
Because
I'm bad, and that's okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's really
Thank
good.
You.
Yes,
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. That's what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understood your reference. Mm-hmm. Then we have Frozen and Prince Hans.
Now, this is an M. Night Shyamalan Ooh-wee. Villain. Mm-hmm.
And I kept, but the first time we watched it, because I didn't know much about it, and I was like, he's evil. And then it continued. I was like, oh, maybe he's not evil. Maybe he's good. No, he's evil. No, I'm pretty sure he's good. And then it convinced me that he was good. And then it turned out he was evil. And Bam! I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
Which is interesting because, like, in the story it's based on, like, Elsa is the villain.
Yeah, well, and when apparently, when they first started, they, like, started with her being the villain. Mm-hmm. And then they decided, no, I want to go a different route.
It would have been terrible if she was the villain, because, mm-hmm. like, no, that's just dumb.
Yeah, exactly. So it actually... It yeah.
It Prince works Hans, really well. It works really well. It's a good satire of the whole... love at first sight, Disney trope mm-hmm. thing. And
absolutely.
It's perfect. Yeah.
Okay, and then we move from that to Big Hero 6. And here we have Robert Callahan. Also, I think it's Yokai is how you say it. I don't know. But mm-hmm. anyway, mm-hmm. also called that. But that is our villain in that one. Another backstabby kind of sneaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Big Hero 6, great.
Big Hero 6 is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then we have Zootopia. In Zootopia, Assistant Mayor Bellwether, and again another sneaky kind of villain. She's evil. Moana, Taka is our villain, who again misunderstood.
I don't know if there's really a villain in Moana, like a villain.
Yeah, not a villain the same route as, like, you're not fighting Gaston here or Jafar here.
Hey, Gaston's just misunderstood.
No, he's pretty much a jerk.
Yeah, I mean, he's a jerk, but...
He's horrible.
He just tries to do his best. And
no, he doesn't.
He's toxic masculinity.
Yes.
That's
so
all
wait,
he is.
So wait, is it society again?
Yes, it's society.
Damn it. Is our title going to be something about society?
Yeah.
The villain is society.
Yeah.
Well, then after Moana, we have Ralph Breaks the Internet, and here our villain is Arthur, who's also called Wreck-It Ralph Virus, who's also called Ralphzilla. Big, scary Ralph.
I think the villain here is the internet.
Have you ever read the comment section?
Oh, yeah.
This is a super cool villain come up here. Frozen, Wreck-It Ralph, in Ralph Breaks the Internet, the villain is literally himself.
Mm-hmm.
In Frozen 2, we have a... different type of villain.
Mm-hmm.
We have King, I think it's pronounced Reneard. Anyway, it's like from a memory. We have a villain from a memory.
Mm.
We have a villain, like when they're figuring out what's happened, he's kind of like an ancestor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting that the villain is not even actually on screen.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what would you call that?
A dead villain.
Oh, okay. So when you were talking about this...
Okay, you call it a...
Krista decided to explain this to me, and she said...
Well, he was trying to figure out who King Reneard was.
She explained this to me, and, oh, he's a posthumous villain. And I was like, do you mean posthumous?
Posthumous.
Yeah. Okay.
Posthumous.
Anyway.
He's a posthumous human. Well, it's after he was a human, so it should be posthumous.
Posthumous. Okay. Yeah, okay. Anyway, I want to say that I think Elsa's the villain in this story, actually.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because she likes to sing in the middle of the night for no freaking reason. People are trying to sleep. There is noise bylaws. Like, come on.
Okay, yeah, fair. Yeah, fair, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, also... Then our last one is that.
Okay, this is our last one. Okay.
Raya and the Last Dragon.
Mm.
And here we have two. Namari seems to be villainous for most of it. Again, misunderstood because the Drun are actually the villain.
Right.
Yes, but they spent so much time fighting Namari.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's that. What do you think makes a good animated Disney villain?
Well, I think they got to be a little fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Personally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the evil ones, I don't like.
Right. I think I've made a decision how I'm going to rank my five. I think I'm going to go the ones I love to hate, not the ones I actually just hate.
Yeah.
Because if I'm doing the ones I actually just hate, we've got Radcliffe and we've got Frollo.
Mm.
And they're just like straight just up, especially gross. Frollo, evil incarnate.
Okay. Frollo gets the honorary I want to take a shower award.
Yeah.
And then we can throw him in the garbage.
I think it's fair to say that the worst villain is Frollo.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about the best villains today.
Okay.
Okay, so they've got to be a little fun. I think a great song is a bonus. Not a requirement, but a bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna weigh heavily on my thought process.
I find it interesting also as we were going through this how you could see we had some really strong villains in the 90s and now we're moving more into these like complex and like are they actually the villain and maybe a little bit more nuanced, which is fun. I like that different level of storytelling. Yeah, you move
like... I mean, there's no question when you're watching, say, Aladdin, Jafar is the villain.
Yes, yes, yes. But even though he's backstabbing and stuff, he's very clearly the villain.
Like, as a viewer, you can tell that he's the villain the whole 100%. Way through. Where, like, some of the characters in the movie don't know he's backstabbing. But right. As the villain, you're like, or as the viewer, you're like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, okay, that's the villain.
Definitely.
But some of these other movies, like, say, Frozen...
Yep.
You don't know who the villain is at the beginning. Exactly. Yeah, okay. So.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. And I want to know their motivations. I want their motivations to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So for our top five, I mean, I'm going to, I know for sure. I've always known my number one. The rest, I'm kind of like not sure on the order and we're going to kind of wing it. So let's do counting down. We'll do number five, number four, number three, number two, number one.
Oh, this is a lot of pressure.
Yeah. And you're going to start us off.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Number five.
Okay. This is like, we're going with our guts here, yeah, basically. This is not thought about.
I'm doing this off the top of my head, because which honestly, means I'm going to get to number one and be like, oh, crap, I got way too many. Yeah. I got way too many.
But you know what? The last time I thought things out was when we were ranking Pixar movies, and I'm still losing sleep about how low I ranked Ratatouille. So I've decided I'm just going to go with my gut.
Yeah, you messed up.
I did.
Anyway, I'm going to go for number five,
mm-hmm.
so don't forget her,
mm-hmm.
with the OG, the Evil Queen.
All right, not mad at that.
Yeah. She's got that great transformation scene, and she does a sweet little poisoning,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, it's number five.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm mad at that. My number five is going to be Mother Gothel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Gothel. I wanted to pick someone recent for one of my ones. And I think the duplicitous nature of her and the fact that
that's a good word.
Duplicitous?
Yes,
it's a great word. I like that word too. There are words I like. That's one of them. She literally steals a child to like help herself like feel young and beautiful,
which is a real thing in the real world.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's true. Mm-hmm. But she like it's not. She does not love Rapunzel.
No.
But she tries to care for her as long as she suits her purpose. Like, she's very, very manipulative, and so I think she's evil. But there is an element of fun to her.
She keeps Rapunzel fed.
Yeah.
Her hair grows really well.
Apparently.
So she's got some good nutrition.
And then
she
turns flat out evil at the end.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, she is a catalyst for Rapunzel and Eugene Flynn Rider's growth and the relationship. And, yeah, I'm going to go Mother Gothel. I don't know. Mother Knows Best is just a fun little moment. And I think I've got to give it to Gothel.
Okay.
What about you? Four.
Oh boy, it's
harder than you think, hey?
This is really hard. I don't want to miss any of the good ones.
I'm really gonna have to. There's way more good ones than there are numbers.
Yes, there is. It's a problem. It's very problematic.
There are more than five top five, I think. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a
oh
bunch
yeah
that are,
no
yeah.
this is awful. Okay. Like whose idea was this?
Yours. No,
I'm pointing
yours.
At you.
You can point at me all you want.
I'm pointing at you.
Idea.
This is terrible.
But the thing
okay.
is, a lot of like
okay.
ties.
Okay, okay, okay. Number four.
Uh-huh.
Headless Horseman.
Ooh, it's a good one. Okay.
He's
fantastic.
He's creepy as heck. Yep. And the Legend of Sleepy Hollow half of that film was scary.
Yep, it sure was.
And yeah, Headless Horseman.
And we're going to watch that this week.
Kicks butt.
Yep, he's fantastic. Love him. Okay, my number four, I'm going classic because I went recent for the last one. Lady Tremaine.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, she's evil.
She's straight up evil. But there's something like There's something
she's,
awesome about
she's
her.
Classy evil.
She's classy evil. Mm. The way she just stands there and petting Lucifer.
She named her cat Lucifer.
It's so good! In case you didn't know, she was evil.
She's badass. That's just badass.
I completely agree. Okay. Oh, I'm so stuck. Okay, I can do this. I know my number three. Okay.
Jafar.
Okay.
I thought he was an excellent villain, mm-hmm. and he goes full power grab, and that's his downfall. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's great.
Jafar, and
he's a fan.
Very manipulative. He kind of reminds me of your like Star Wars Emperor Palpatine style. Okay. Yeah, I like that.
I like his smarmy. He has moments of I need to take a shower, but overall he's a good villain.
Well, yeah, and he's
and Iago's cool, and yeah, he's a good villain. You gotta trust a villain. You do trust Jafar. That's the whole problem.
That's the problem. Well, he makes you trust him.
Yeah, but you know what's cool is because his character is kind of like reminiscent, and he's got the parody Iago, reminiscent of the character Iago in Shakespeare's Othello.
Right.
Who's the royal advisor
mm-hmm.
to Othello, or the general's advisor to Othello, who ends up being evil.
Right. It is a good literary trope.
Yeah.
The advisor whose silver tongue stabs you in the back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Which is why it's crazy that I'm not putting Jafar on my list. But you know what it is? I'm trying to pick ones from different eras.
I'm trying my best to not hate myself after this list
Right. I love Jafar. I'm so glad you picked him because I feel better than about not picking him. My number three is Radagon.
Ooh.
Right?
Okay.
He's fun. Are you mad that you were going to pick Radagon?
Yeah, does this mean I can't pick
Radagon? No, you can pick Radagon.
Okay, yeah.
Absolutely. I just wanted to make sure one of us picked Radagon.
Yes, I was going to pick him.
Okay,
sure,
he's super cool. You can pick Radagon for sure as well.
Mm-hmm.
Should I pick someone different then?
No, it's okay.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah, no, that's
he's really cool. He's fun. He is so classic, like Sherlock, James Bond style villain. Let me explain to you my dastardly plan while I have an elaborate way to kill you.
So, the Great Mouse Detective is a stand-in for Sherlock, of course.
Yes,
and
of course.
Radagon is a stand-in for Professor Moriarty.
Yes.
And that's a great literary villain, and it's done so well. It's so good.
So good.
So good.
It's just so good. All right, what's your next one? So that was my number three. I know, because I only have two left, and I'm panicking.
Rap.
Did you want to do Radagon or something different?
No, it's fine.
Because I have so many.
I'm actually happy that you picked Radagon because I wanted to pick him, but I don't have room.
Okay. I'm happy you picked Jafar because I wanted to pick him and I didn't have room.
Yes.
But I know Great Mouse Detective is one of your favorites, so I feel a little bad about taking him from you. Wait, I forgot about another one. Oh no.
it's a problem. Okay.
Can I have a tie?
Yeah, we might have to do that.
Okay, all right. We're at number two.
I don't know, Krista. There's so many good villains.
Okay, so pick one.
This is terrible.
If you pick one, I'll pick a different one.
Okay, well, I'm going with Cruella de Vil.
Oh, that's a good one.
For my second.
Good one.
She literally wants to kill puppies.
Okay.
And the song, Cruella de Vil. Yeah, it's good.
If she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will.
Yeah, it's true. She's horrible.
Except Frollo.
The smoking is like
it's true.
It's a big thing.
It's true.
Especially these days, like you don't see anybody smoking anymore. Yeah, no, she's horrible.
That's a good choice.
I liked her.
You love to hate her
as a villain.
Basically, these are the ones we love to hate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm really, really stuck on my number two because I know for a fact what my number one is, but there are two that are tied for number two, and it's like I want to know what your number one is because then I would pick in case it's a double up here.
Well, I get to do my number one first.
I know, but I want to make sure that
I've messed up, but that's okay.
Okay. I have two. Both of mine, for number two, both of mine are from the Disney Renaissance. I'm going to go with Gaston.
Good. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Gaston, I have a very serious problem with that, like,
mm-hmm.
his whole...
He's toxic masculinity.
He's toxic masculinity.
Just incarnate. Like, he actually, like, when he goes to kill the beast, he actually has a point. Because, like, Belle tried to get him to do that before.
Yeah.
And now that he has proof, he's like, oh, okay, I'm going to go do it. Mm-hmm. But, like, everything else he does is absolutely horrific.
Right. Even from the beginning, he says, like, it's not right for him to be reading. Soon she'll start getting ideas and mm-hmm. thinking.
Exactly.
And it's
kind of
like, that's funny. Also, screw you.
Yeah, no. He's...
also, no.
It's just
great
toxic masculinity.
So terrible. Great song, by the way. Mm-hmm. When he does Kill the Beast, that he quotes freaking Macbeth.
He's got two songs.
That's true. He has two songs. He has the one all about him. Mm-hmm. And then he has the one, Kill the Beast, where he's riling up the villagers. Mm-hmm. And he literally quotes Macbeth, because, mm-hmm. you know, I 100%, well, actually, he quotes Lady Macbeth. But anyway,
don't tell him that, because he might get a little weirded out.
Guess what? Mm. That's what worked in Macbeth, too. Every time Lady Macbeth wanted to go for power, that she questioned his masculinity. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Ooh, theme.
What? Ooh. But...
Man, Beauty and the Beast is a good movie.
Oh, it's so good. But he says, screw your courage to the sticking place. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know. Personally, if I'm looking for role models in life, I'm not like, you know who's cool? The Macbeths. But apparently, he's like, that's where I'm going to take my life advice from. Yeah, and the whole theme in
everything
there,
turned out fine for them.
Oh, it's totally fine. Mm-hmm. It's totally fine. The whole theme, though, of like, who is the villain? I know it's a line from Hunchback of Notre Dame, but it says, who is the monster and who is the man? And it totally applies here.
Who's the man or who is the Muppet?
Also that. Exactly the same. Are you man or
totally.
A Muppet?
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, crazy. He's absolutely evil. Like, I don't find him super fun, but, like, I love to hate him.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Oh. Like, he's not like, I see him and I hate him.
I am really glad that Gaston was this high on your list, because I wanted to.
He's the one I forgot about. Someone else was going to be my number two. Okay. But I forgot about Gaston, and I was like, no, I'm so angry at Gaston.
I messed up. But.
So I screwed up because there's someone else who I think also deserves to be my number two. But anyway, you're next. I think you know who my number one is.
I'm number one. Oh, okay. Well, just because there's so many good villains
there
on
really
this
are.
List.
There really
but,
are.
But I always really, really, really hated Prince John when I was growing up.
Oh, that's like, a surprise for me.
Yeah. This is probably too high.
Mm-hmm. But he should be on the top five somewhere.
I was just kind of making stuff up off the top of my head. And Prince John is pure evil. And he sucked his thumb a lot, which was a problem for me when I was a kid as well. So
so you didn't want to be evil like Prince John?
Yeah.
Interesting choice. Okay, mm-hmm. Can I tell you who my number two tie place was? Before
sure.
I tell you my number
yes,
one.
Yes, please do.
Scar.
Oh, yes. I wanted to put Scar in here somewhere as well.
Can we give an honorable mention to Scar?
Scar is...
For being amazing.
Such a good
So
villain.
For me, Scar was actually number two, and then I realized I forgot Gaston. Mm-hmm. Because, first of all, Be Prepared is, like, terribly creepy, but he's a fantastic villain. He's, like, actually nuanced, but also, like, little kids can watch it and hate him. Like, mm-hmm. he's great.
Oh, no.
He's great and terrible. And he is a rug in the movie Hercules.
He is, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was my honorable mention. But my number one villain has got to be Ursula.
Yes.
You knew I was going to pick
her. I knew you were picking Ursula. I didn't feel bad enough not picking her.
Because you knew I was going to.
You knew you were going to.
Probably the
she
best
She is
villain.
Probably, like, if I had to pick the very best...
Of the worst.
...Disney villains...
Yep.
She is the best.
So if we were to actually rank these 59 films and their associated villains... Literally one for one, you'd put Ursula at the top.
I think so.
I would too.
I think so.
But you know what? All the rest of these Renaissance,
there is a lot of good villains.
Yeah, and
which
we have
is
some
what
great
makes
classic.
Which
ones.
Is what makes them like good movies, right?
So good. But for me, it's all Ursula. I'm not a fan of the sequels very much, with a few exceptions, but very much, or the live actions. I think they're like, okay, I don't hate them necessarily as much as you do, but I want to know more about Ursula. I want to see like the fallout with her and Triton.
An Ursula prequel would actually work.
Yes.
I am curious to see what they're doing with this live action Little Mermaid.
Me too, that they've been like, I was going to say skating around, but they've been swimming around it. But she's amazing. She's like, literally, I love her and I hate her because, like, Oh, she's a great song. She is the song that I was actually practicing when we were doing our last rehearsals for our local theater play. I was going to do Poor Unfortunate Souls.
Right, because she doesn't sing super high.
No, she's an alto.
She just belts it out. Yep. And
I can,
like,
be loud.
She's like, whatever, this is me, and screw you guys.
She's pretty... She's badass. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's badass. She's awesome. I love her, and I hate her. She's very villainous, don't get me wrong. But also, like... Is she? She very clearly laid out exactly what her plan was. There was a contract. She made her Ariel. She had Ariel sign it. Ariel didn't need to do that.
Ariel's just dumb.
She's a teenager.
Yeah,
but it's not like she was a secret.
No.
Like,
so
here's my plan.
Ariel's just a pawn in Ursula's plan to get back at Triton for screwing her over from before.
Yep.
Whatever that was.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
So, and actually, Sagui, we talked about this in our 80s episode, because Little Mermaid came out in the 80s, and we kind of I think we were kept talking about how, you know, Ursula maybe had a point. But she's very clearly a villain, but she's like kind of lovable, and also like you hate her, but she's also fantastic. And yeah, she's just
awesome. She does steal a lot of souls and
well,
and
there
stuff
is
like
that.
That
again,
yeah.
They know what they're getting into.
Yeah.
They probably did a whole like Broadway style show for every time someone came through the door to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, whew, that was a long list.
This is tough. It's tough. I'm not super happy with my list, but I think we talked about
we covered
the good ones.
I feel like we did. I feel like we did. Okay, so let's go on to trivia, because we've been chatting about this for a while, and really we're just like upset about losing to
villains.
Ones.
Villains are awesome.
Villains are awesome. Okay, so last time we were talking about What If, and I asked you the Watcher's name in the comics that was not used in this show. This is what you said.
Uatu.
100% correct.
Oh yeah.
Uatu.
Uatu.
Uatu. Uatu. Number two, there was a spinoff planned and actually in development focused on one of the characters from one of the storylines. This spinoff is currently in limbo. What character was going to be the center, or which episode was the inspiration? This is what you said.
Yeah, so they wanted to explore the whole world of T'Challa as Star-Lord more, but of course with Chadwick Boseman's passing, that's going to be a little tough.
Again, you're absolutely correct. It was T'Challa.
Yeah.
Star-Lord T'Challa. And that was really sad.
It is sad.
I'm sorry to bring that up when we were talking about such fun villains.
Yeah.
And the third one. It has been stated that at least some of the characters and storylines from season one will be serialized and make regular appearances. What is one that keeps being used as an example of this? So you had a couple guesses. This is what you said.
The surviving Black Widow and Captain Carter.
Brandon, you are 3 for 3. Captain Carter.
Yeah.
Captain Carter is the one that showed up again and again. And I mean, you're right. It makes sense. Being kind of used as like a...
She was the mascot for season one, 100%. Because it was easy because it was the first episode and it is...
Very recognizable.
It is a very recognizable change. Like, slight change. So, you see that shield, but with a different logo on it, you're like, oh,
yeah,
what's going on?
Exactly.
What if?
What if, indeed. Mm-hmm. All right, so instead of trivia, today I want to know what Disney villain you are. Are you ready? We're going to do a quiz.
I'm not Gaston.
Are you?
I hope not.
You're not. I don't think you're any of these, but you're definitely not Gaston. Man, there's some good villains. I'm like, Hades didn't even make her list, and he's fantastic.
Yeah.
Captain Hook.
Yes, Captain Hook.
It's so good. We should have done top 10.
I want to be Hades.
Okay.
As well.
So let's find out. Yeah. What is your greatest quality? Number one, being manipulative. Being sinister, being vain, being sadistic, being ambitious.
Manipulative.
Okay. What is your ideal lair?
Ooh. Yeah.
A castle deep in the woods, a castle atop a mountain, a palace in a kingdom, out in the wild, or in a cave?
I'm going to say a castle in the woods.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number three. How would you describe your style? Well, you're wearing a Phineas and Ferb t-shirt right now.
I am. Yeah.
Elegant, but powerful. Mysterious. Beautiful and regal. Minimal, but still intimidating. Or giamorous. I've never seen that word before.
It's not that. What made up word that is.
I'm not hip and with it.
I want to be
What was the first one?
Elegant but powerful.
Elegant but powerful, yes. If I was a villain.
That'd be a good villain style.
Elegant and powerful.
I find a lot of my favorite villains are elegant and powerful. Mm-hmm. Like, Lady Tremaine was on my list. Mm-hmm. Very elegant and powerful. How do you prefer your sidekick? Wisecracking, cunning, insane, sly, or I don't like sidekicks.
I would like a sly sidekick. Mm,
sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best motivation to be evil? For revenge, to obtain power, out of jealousy, out of pride, or spite?
Spite.
Mm. Yeah. Just for the spite.
Yeah, spite them. Spite them real good.
All right, number six. What is the best accessory a villain can have? A staff, a cauldron, a crystal ball, long robes, or none?
I think you gotta have long robes. Like, come on.
When else are you gonna have long
robes? I'm gonna be elegant and powerful. You gotta have long robes.
That's true. That would go with the elegant and powerful thing. Number seven. Which of these powers is best? The ability to hypnotize people. Being able to use magic spells. The ability to metamorphose.
Metamorphosize. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Being able to put curses on people, or just plain old brute strength.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I would say what was the second one? Spells?
Magic spells.
That's a broad range. I'm looking at magic spells. I'm
like, could you not use a magic spell to hypnotize people?
You could.
Could you not use a magic spell to make you stronger? Well, you
wouldn't, hypnotize, but you could, mind control them with a magic spell. Mm. Magic spells are very, very wide range. Yes. I would want some magic spells.
I agree. That's probably the winner. Mm-hmm. Okay. 8. What are your power colors? Orange and brown, black and red. Red and purple, purple and black, or black and gray?
Red and purple.
Good choice. What is your weapon of choice? Speaking of choices.
Stabbing.
A staff, yeah. A henchman, no need to get my hands dirty.
Mm.
Magic, of course, teeth and claws, or transformation?
A henchman, no need to get my hands dirty.
That goes along with your whole cunning and
manipulation.
Number 10, which do you hate the most? True love, beauty, family, not being included, or those with more power?
Oh, those with more power. Screw them. I'm supposed to be elegant and powerful.
That's true. Come on. The whole thing. 11. What is the best way to get back at your enemies? Embarrassing them, putting a curse on them, emotionally manipulating them, emotionally manipulating one of their loved ones, or killing them?
Oh, there's a lot of good options there.
I'm a little concerned that you're saying these are good options.
Oh. Did I mention that I liked Machiavelli in philosophy class? Because I'm going to go with humiliating?
Embarrassing them?
Embarrassing them, yeah. I went a little farther with the humiliating
thing. Synonymous, not the same.
Can I humiliate them?
Okay, we'll just put embarrassing.
Okay.
12. Your biggest fear is sword through the heart, falling off a cliff, having a boulder fall on you, being entrapped in a small space, or being struck by lightning.
I'm going to say falling off a cliff. I have a fear of heights, even though I like being up high. And
you want to stay up high, you don't want to fall off those things.
And I like roller coasters that make you drop, but I don't want to,
Nope.
Mm.
Okay,
falling
ready?
Off a cliff, yeah.
Mm. Who do you think you are? You said you want to be Hades.
Out of all those, I don't know, maybe Scar? Mm-hmm. The questions seem to be pointing towards specific villains along the ways, but
okay, you are Jafar.
Ah, yeah.
Now show us how snake-like you can be.
Hiss.
No, you don't have to. It was just that was just the prompt.
Hiss. Yeah. No, Jafar's a good one.
Yeah, you're not upset about that one? Well, that was fun. If you want to, we'll put a link up to this quiz on our stories for Instagram as well as on Facebook. So if you want to figure out which villain you would be, you can feel free to play along.
Because villains are fun.
Villains are fun.
They have the fun.
They do have the fun. So contact us on our social media or through our website to chat, suggest trivia, say hi, or let us know if you dropped a review.
Because we'll send you a Christmassy card. Because it's almost Christmassy season. It's still spooky season right now.
It is. But we're coming up on Christmassy season.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of spooky season,
mm-hmm.
What are we doing next week, Brandon?
We're going to do another blind date.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be Halloween themed.
Right.
And we're going to announce it a little early.
Yep.
This time.
Yep.
So you can follow along.
Yes.
And the only, that's not the only thing that's going to be early. We're going to release this episode because Halloween is on Sunday this year.
Yes. Yeah,
so our episodes normally come out on Monday.
Right.
But we want this episode to be out on Halloween Day.
Yeah, we want you to be able to play along on Halloween and watch the silly.
So stay tuned to our socials.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you what movie we're watching.
You bet.
What movie you're watching.
What movie I'm watching that you have picked for me.
So you can watch it as well, and then you're going to kind of tell me about it.
Yeah, you can watch along with it. We'll see how it goes.
I get to pick it out, and no promises that it's going to be any good, but it's going to be on Disney Plus.
Yeah,
so.
It's going to be fun. So you might want to play along with us. I'll definitely be posting and things like that while I enjoy this fantastic movie you have picked for me to watch.
Fantastic.
So I'll give you an update as to which day we're doing that and everything, but definitely stay tuned on Instagram especially, but I'll also post on Facebook.
And stay tuned for our early episode.
You definitely don't want to miss
releasing
out on that.
October 31st.
Yay, happy Halloween. Mm-hmm. So that is our show for this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, where you can also find a link to our social media accounts, so you can message us there as well about Christmas cards. You can find us on Instagram, disneya.podcast, Facebook at DisneyA, and Twitter at DisneyA Podcast, all one word. You can find DisneyA Podcasts on all of your favorite streaming platforms, as well as our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast already, thank you so much. And if you haven't yet, you definitely want to do that because you want a Christmassy card.
Yeah. We'll probably wear, like, matching pajamas or something.
Oh, it'll be cheesy.
It'll be adorable.
It'll be, yeah. Well, Brandon, you're adorable.
I am adorable.
It's true.
Yeah. That wasn't an option in the villain quiz.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
For some
reason,
weird.
I don't understand. Mm. Yeah. If you know someone who might like listening to us, please be sure to recommend DisneyA as well. You can also listen to DisneyA episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radio Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. And Magic of the Mouse Radio can be found on most radio station apps. And also, this is super exciting.
Happy birthday!
That is exactly what's exciting. Happy birthday, Magic of the Mouse Radio. They're coming up on their first birthday. It'll be this week, actually, the 28th.
Crazy.
They've grown so much since then.
Yeah, it's very popular radio station. Yeah, and we're very awesome. We're
two
very
radio stations now.
Two radio stations. We're very proud to be a part
yes,
of it.
We
so,
are.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. yeah. Some awesome other podcasts and shows and everything like that on there. So definitely check them out. And you should wish Bill a happy birthday, too. Mm. So next week, we're wrapping up spooky season early. So make sure you check that out.
Sunday. Special Sunday. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Till that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Mickey's like, I'm going to mess with powers I don't understand because I'm Mickey and I can do what I want. And I got a cool hat.
Okay.